This is the vortex and whirlpool, the center of human life today on the earth. Now the tide rises and now it sinks, but the flow of these rivers always continues. Here it seethes and whirls, not for an hour only, but for all present time, hour by hour, day by day, and year by year. Here it rushes and pushes, the atoms triturate and grind, and eagerly thrusting by, pursue their separate ends. Here it appears, indifferent to all else but itself, absorbed and wrapped in eager self, yielding only to get its own way, driving, pushing, carried on in a stress of feverish force, like a bullet. Dynamic force, apart from reason or will, like the force that lifts the tides and sends the clouds onwards. The friction of a thousand interests evolves a condition of electricity in which men are moved to and fro without considering their steps. Yet the agitated pool of life is stonily indifferent. The thought is absent or preoccupied, for it is evident that the mass are unconscious of the scene in which they act. But it is more sternly real than the very stones, for all these men and women that pass through are driven on by the push of accumulated circumstances. They cannot stay, they must go. Their necks are in the slave's ring. They are beaten like seaweed against the solid walls of fact. In ancient times, Xerxes, the king of kings, looking down upon his myriads, wept to think that in 100 years, not one of them would be left. Where will these millions of today be in 100 years? But further than that, let us ask, where then will be the sum and outcome of their labor? If they wither away like summer grass, will not at least a result be left which those of 100 years hence might be the better for? No, not one jot. There will be no sum or outcome or result of this ceaseless labor and movement. It vanishes in the moment that it is done. And in 100 years, nothing will be there, for nothing is there now. There will be no more sum or result than accumulates from the motion of a revolving cowl on a housetop. Nor do they receive any more sunshine during their lives, for they are unconscious of the sun. I used to come and stand near the apex of the promontory of pavement which juts out towards the pool of life. I still go there to ponder. Burning in the sky, the sun shone on me as when I rested in the narrow valley carved in prehistoric time. burning in the sky. I can never forget the sun. The heat of summer is dry there, as if the light carried an impalpable dust. Dry, breathless heat will not let the skin respire. It swaths up the dry fire in the blood. But beyond the heat and light, I felt the presence of the sun as I felt it in the solitary valley. The presence of the resistless forces of the universe. The sun burned in the sky as I stood and pondered. Is there any theory, philosophy, or creed? Is there any system or culture, any formulated method able to meet and satisfy each separate item of this agitated pool of human life? By which they may be guided, by which hope, by which look forward? Not a mere illusion of the craven heart, something real as the solid walls of fact against which, like drifted seaweed, they are dashed. Something to give each separate personality, sunshine and a flower in its own existence now. Something to shape this million-handed labor to an end, an outcome that will leave more sunshine and more flowers to those who must succeed. Something real now, and not in the spirit land, in this hour now, as I stand and the sun burns. Can any creed, philosophy, system, or culture endure the test and remain unmolten in this fierce focus of human